woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Woo! We did it. It's Friday. It's still raining, but we did it. Here we are. Took a little gander into the 7-day forecast, and there's a lot more rain coming. It's a lot more rain coming.
All right.
Yeah, but you know what? Tomorrow is going to be sunny, and it's Friday regardless. We're going into a weekend. It's going to be fantastic, and we got your brand new keyword coming up for $1,000, Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle, at 8 a.m. Let's go around the room, TJ. What's on your mind?
There's only one thing on my mind, Jax. Cottage.
Oh.
I'm going to the cottage this weekend. We talk about this all the time on the show, that you need to find a cottage friend, with a cottage.
Yeah, because none of us have cottages.
No. But my girlfriend's family has a cottage, which means that they get a whole bunch of TJ this weekend, and lucky them.
I like when people find partners with cottages, they just start referring it to it as the cottage. The cottage. It's like, no, that's Val's family's cottage.
No, it's the cottage.
Producer Michaela, what's up this morning?
I have two things. One, there's a ton of music coming.
Yeah,
we have an iHeartRadio World premiere, so stay tuned for that. Mm. And I'm also going to a wedding this weekend, and I am nervous.
Are you?
Is this your first pandemic wedding?
Yes, but it's also my first time, like, at an event.
Yeah, true.
So, who knows what I'm supposed to do.
Are you in the wedding?
No, luckily not.
Automatic win because you have zero responsibilities.
Very true.
Yeah, just get wild.
Extra wine, yeah. There you go. As Michaela said, a ton of brand new music. I mean, we got, like, Billie Eilish, Post Malone, Justin Bieber. The list goes on and on. And I think we should play some of those tracks for you. Coming up at 7:08. Let's celebrate new music. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Artists usually release new music on Fridays, but I have never seen this many huge artists release new songs on Friday.
We were saying yesterday, it's almost like they were sitting on some really, really good music for a while, and they're like, once this whole pandemic thing blows over, then we're just going to release bangers. And then it lasted for 18 months. And then for whatever reason, they decided that July 9th is the day.
It's the day. It's the summer. I mean, you know, and we did see some releases from artists, but it was kind of slow. And this time, a lot of artists are putting out big music.
Yeah.
So, you know, not only did earlier this week we hear that The Weeknd is going to be teasing new music. So hopefully some brand new songs from him. But Billie Eilish just put out a brand new song last night.
Which is odd because she put out a song 3 weeks ago.
And she has a brand new album coming out. Don't teach
it. It wasn't. Let's be honest. It wasn't very good.
You and Billie.
Listen, I love Billie Eilish.
But you like faster Billie.
I like faster Billie.
Yeah, and that's fair.
She hasn't put out a lot of like up-tempo songs lately, so I haven't been the biggest fan of her latest releases.
All right. Well, I want your genuine opinion on this. She put out a song. It's called NDA. She put out this song and the video last night. This is brand new Billie Eilish. A little faster.
I like that. That's
a little grittier.
A little grittier.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's from the Transformers soundtrack.
It does, actually.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And the brand new video came out, and just like every other video she does, that is all directed by Billie. So not only did we see that, we also... we have a new Nicki song, and she teased that she was going to be putting out something last night on her Instagram Live. And if you're familiar with this song from TikTok, it's like a huge viral song. It's it's pretty spicy.
I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega.
Oh, yeah.
And I keep
it with me just so that
so I'm catchy. So Nicki redid that, and it sounds like this.
I put on my jewelry just to go out by the pool.
Oh,
and I
right?
keep it with me to somebody at the pool.
Yeah, okay, that's worth coming out of retirement for. That's pretty cool.
So we're hoping for a brand new album from Nicki Minaj as well, because she hasn't put out a new album since, I do believe, 2018. And of course, it's been 3 years, and she's been teasing. I mean, she's been busy, but a brand new album hopefully coming out from her before the end of the year. Post Malone, you were really, really excited about this song.
Yeah, we heard a small clip of it yesterday. Yeah. This one got me really, really hyped. And it's like, Post is one of those people that just can't do anything wrong,
No. Yeah. And he's also super charming and really talented. So, like, it's kind of guaranteed to be good. So I want to know what you think of this one.
No more band speaking up. Yes. Right away, yes.
Immediate yes.
Yeah?
Okay. I see you with clear. So it's called Motley Crue, and he put out a full video with this song as well. He's on the NASCAR track, and Tommy Lee from Motley Crue is in the video.
The guy knows how to live, eh?
He's always chilling. He's always drinking. He's actually drinking and smoking with his solo cup in the video. It's actually like, it's so filthy. I love it. And we have brand new Justin Bieber and the Kid Laroi.
Now, this one we were on the fence about yesterday because the part we heard sounded really good. But when I went back and listened to it, Jax, the clip that we played yesterday was only the Kid Laroi, it sounded like.
Yeah.
We didn't hear Justin's part. And we did say that there was a higher probability that the Justin track could just disappoint us.
Because?
Maybe it would be about Haley. Because it seems like all of the songs lately are about Haley. Let's have a listen.
So this is Justin Bieber's part in the brand new Kid Laroi song.
You're the reason I believe in love. Ah, there it is. It's been difficult for me to trust.
Yeah, it's about Hailey Bieber. Apparently.
I'd like to hear the hook on that, but it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's way catchier. So that's Justin's part in the brand new song. And you know what? We're going to play the whole song for you. Have a brand new iHeartRadio premiere. It's coming up after What's Trending a little bit later in the show, right at, I do believe, like 7:49.
Right
so
on.
We can bop, see if most of it's about Hailey as well. Right now it's Lizzo. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You spent so much money, but you didn't have the money to spend. You're young, you're wild, you're free. You probably shouldn't be using your credit card or your debit as much as you are. But you know what? Life's short. There's apparently an age, says science, that you are the most reckless with your money.
Yep.
And I'm ready to go into a shame spiral if you are.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm usually in the shame spiral, so I'm just glad I'm going to have company today.
So the age is apparently 22, correct?
Yes. According to new research, a study found that we reach our peak financial recklessness at the age of 22, which when you think about it, makes sense. You know, it's the first age where you say, I'm getting really old because up to like your late teens, early 20s, it's all about reaching age 21. Well, it's
19,
it goes in 19 and then 21 because 21, it's like, no, I can drink in the States.
Yeah.
I can go down to the States and party. And you don't, but you can. 22 is when you realize, oh, this train doesn't stop.
Yeah, there's no more milestones.
Yeah, the next milestone is great. I can rent a car in 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They said it usually takes a rude awakening to get people to pay attention to their finances.
Oh, for sure.
Something like having a kid or applying for a home loan when you get to realize how bad your credit really is. 58% of people said they don't think they would have gotten their money in order if it wasn't for having that rude awakening. Another thing that really woke people up was the pandemic. 45% of people said last year was a financial rude awakening for them.
Damn. When I bought a house, I was like, oh, right. I should have been saving like, I don't know, 38 years ago and I'm only 30.
But you know what? Stay with me on this. There is something magical about being in debilitating credit card debt.
Yeah.
Because you never let yourself get there again.
You know, that's true. It resets you and teaches you a lesson usually.
Yeah.
There's also something, there's nothing like being in your early 20s and everybody's broke. So you're just like,
like in the club,
right?
Yeah,
let's celebrate this together.
Don't talk to me about responsibility. Too. I want to drink stuff out of fish bowls at restaurants.
Exactly. I want to live $500 rent. You know what I mean? Can you imagine?
I'm not going to wear sunscreen. Another reckless behavior.
That is not what everybody was doing at that time.
It was just me. Yeah.
Just you.
I do burn easy. That would explain it.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you want to sleep with Joe Exotic?
No. Why would you? No.
No. But there could be people out there, right? There's somebody for everybody.
Hey, any port in a storm, right?
He's banking on that because Joe Exotic has started a Bachelor King contest.
Incredible.
From prison.
Incredible.
On his website.
He won't just go away.
No, I won't.
So much time for it.
You know I don't like Joe Exotic.
You have no time for Joe, and you cannot be more wrong.
So Joe is starting a thing called, the Bachelor King contest on his official website. Apparently, men interested in being Joe's next romance must be 18 and fill out an application. The top three winners will each receive a 3-night, 4-day, all-inclusive getaway with Joe once he's released from prison, which will be filmed on television.
So, because if you were like me, when you first hear this, you go, I thought Joe was already married. But I guess that marriage is ending.
It's dissolving. Who would have thought that?
So, listen, you could do worse than the Tiger King, couldn't you?
I don't think so. I don't know. I honestly
like, it's
don't
definitely
think so.
Not near the top, but it's not the worst you could do.
Well, he is honestly looking for love. I guess he said in a quote, "I've been through hell in 3 years, and I intend on making my new life something I've always dreamed of. I want to spend it with someone that I can take a relationship with seriously and be in love and enjoy this ride."
Yeah, and hopefully not abuse animals.
Yeah, and hopefully not hurt live animals that don't deserve it. But yeah, if you are an interested applicant, applications are being accepted now until September 25th, and winners will be announced October 6th. Would you consider yourself a winner if you win this?
I don't think they're... Well, I don't know. Probably not.
No?
But listen, Joe gets a lot of crap, and deservedly so, but he knows how to stay in the media, eh?
Because, like, doesn't he?
Remember 6 months ago or seven, however long, I don't know, times this is a social construct.
18 years.
Yeah. When he was trying to get pardoned by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And then he was going to try and get pardoned by Joe Biden. And now he's trying to find another husband whilst still married.
Incredible. It's important to keep busy, isn't it?
Somebody just texted in from the 289. I could totally see Mama June hooking up with Joe Exotic.
Oh, Mama June. No, I don't want that couple. I don't want that couple at all. So if you're interested,
royal family.
Good luck. The what?
The American royal family.
No!
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
An Ontario company is giving employees $20,000 to help them buy a house.
What?
A Collingwood-based engineering firm, CF Crozier and Associates, just launched what it calls a first-time homebuyers assistance program. They said the program is designed to address the evolving needs of employees and help remove the barriers to homeownership.
Oh my God.
They have over 200 employees across four offices in Collingwood, Toronto, Milton, and Bradford. So that should be around, what, $4 million, give or take? That's how much their estimate
is
going to cost.
That's incredible.
Them.
It's such a...
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the details on, like, if there's a payment program back or if it gets deducted off your pay stub or whatever
that
may be.
You have to sign in blood and stay with them forever. You
something
never
like
know.
That.
You
yeah.
Know.
I'm sure you can't just start there, get a house,
yeah,
and leave in 3 months.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some stipulations around that.
Yeah. But still pretty cool that companies
yeah,
trying to
absolutely.
Think about that. Would you eat a Snickles? It's a horrifying new TikTok recipe trend thing. It involves cutting a pickle in half, hollowing it out, and shoving a Snickers bar in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
The concoction has truly divided the internet. People are either raving about how good it is or talking about how they want to throw them all into shark-infested waters from a helicopter. One person on Reddit said, I unironically enjoy Snickles. The sweet and salty combination is great. One day I'm going to deep fry it and see how that goes.
See, that would be amazing. I love the idea of Snickles. That is, like that person on Reddit said, perfect mixture of sweet and salty. Sour and sweet. Bitter and blessed.
Have you considered no? Have you considered that you're wrong?
TJ, you don't even like anything spicy. Don't you do this.
Well, there's no spice in a Snickles,
okay,
and I don't
I'm
like that
out.
Either.
I'm lashing out.
Yeah,
sure.
I know.
I would eat it. I would eat it.
Hey, just a heads up. The Gardener's going to be shut down this weekend. They're closing tonight at 11 p.m., and it's running until Monday at about 5 a.m. It's the annual maintenance that they do every year. They shut it down for a whole weekend, so it makes it a little bit of a nightmare, but it's for the greater good. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right. Brand new music. We are celebrating a ton of it today.
Ooh.
And the biggest song right now, it's already breaking records around the world for streams. The Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber, they just teamed up. And they not only put a brand new video out, but a brand new song. And this is called Stay. And let us know what you think about it. 999-99 iHeartRadio World Premiere. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Turn it up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The world is reopening, and you want to flirt, don't you?
Oh, I love a good flirt.
Want to get a little date, want to get a little kiss, want to get, okay. Get a little, okay, get, okay, get a little Tinder match, maybe. Well, we have proven scientific ways that you can get somebody to like you instantly, not like over time. Instantly. Life coach has shared some tips to get somebody to like you just right away. Coach Francesca, who is very popular.
Oh, Francesca.
You don't do this.
She's
you
my
know.
Favorite life
She's
coach
very popular
on
apparently on TikTok and Instagram. She regularly shares tips online, and she has some ways to get people to like you faster romantically.
Okay.
And also signs that somebody has a crush on you. So in one of her latest videos, she said, sneaky psychological tricks make people instantly like you. In the clip, she has kind of like three tricks that you can use. One is to ask people a small favor. You know, pass me the salt. Can you pass me the ketchup? Like, can you do something for me? It's actually called the Benjamin Franklin effect.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, so their subconscious mind thinks that they like you, that you like them because you're...
Asking them for help.
Yeah, asking them for help and
okay.
They're doing a favor for you, right?
That's interesting.
Two, call people by their name, which is like actually a really good thing to do in business as well.
Yes, Which is really tricky for people who have a hard time remembering names.
Yeah. Like every single one of us on the show.
Yeah, we're all terrible names. Yeah, so far, a rough start.
apparently, people love hearing their own name, and it also makes them feel more important and appreciated. It's also more intimate, right?
Yeah, of course, Jax.
And numbers...
hey, can you hand me that water bottle really quick?
Don't flirt with me.
What's the
on
third
it.
One?
Don't flirt with me on the air. And number three, instead of responding immediately after somebody says something to you, wait a couple of seconds. This will make them feel like you're really thinking about.
Oh God!
What? This is manipulation. This is all manipulation.
Yeah, but two, like, do not pause when we're having a conversation because I would overthink every second of it. I would not think that you like me. I would just think that I'm boring you.
So, like, what did that just do for you right there?
It made me feel awful because I was like, am I saying something wrong? Did I swear and not realize it?
We're also on the air, so that's considered dead air. We shouldn't do that. But if you're out and about this weekend, maybe on a covered patio or maybe doing whatever you're doing.
Just use his advice to go manipulate people into liking you.
Manipulation and flirting, it's the same thing, right?
That's very fine.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A lot of people in the GTA, like millions and millions of people. And we always say this, it's just a massive city, very, very populated. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have really small town moments, like things that you can't just chalk up to a coincidence. You're like, out of all the people that I could see in this fair city, I saw you, whether it's an ex, it's a friend. But in this case, it's neither of those. It could be a stranger. Michaela, you had a really, really weird situation happen to you. Can you explain?
Yeah, so yesterday I was at my parents' place for dinner, and I was driving home, and I was following behind a white pickup truck with barrels full of, like, really large farm carrots.
Oh.
Okay, where do you live?
In Georgina.
Okay, yeah.
That
adds up.
So, the truck with the carrots in it, yeah.
I'm driving home, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I really don't like following this person, but that's okay.
Carrots on your car.
I get home, I go to sleep, I wake up, but I'm driving to work this morning, and I'm on the 404, and you would not believe who's beside me.
Carrot guy.
Yeah, the white pickup truck carrot man.
No way.
Carrot truck.
And I look at him and my jaw pretty much hit the road. I was like, there's no way you're beside me right now.
Okay. All the carrot people.
I need to know what this means.
It's a glitch in the matrix. It's once again proof that we're actually living in the simulation and the computer's messed up.
Don't do the robot talk thing.
This is what's happening.
I think it's a good omen.
I think it means good luck.
Yeah, I think it means good luck. I think, you know, like when you see something happen too many times, it's not a coincidence, or like a certain set of numbers. I think that's what this is.
Do you think he knows this too? Because it's always uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah,
even when you're driving downtown, there are certain arteries or streets that you take that are just, they're the main way that you have to go to get somewhere to a certain end of the city. Mm-hmm. And I always find I get stuck behind someone and I end up driving with them for like 10 minutes because we're going the same way. And I always wonder if that creeps them out.
I always smile.
It doesn't help that I flash my high beams and smile at them and give them a thumbs up in the mirror.
So 999-999, want to hear, have you ever had something like this happen to you? I mean, we live in one of the biggest cities in North America, and these small town moments have happened. 416-872-9999. I also maybe kind of want to know, what do you think this means? Because TJ thinks it means a robot curse.
Yep, it's a robot curse.
I think it means a good omen. I think good things are going to be coming to you.
Carrot related, though. Like, only carrot related. Like, you're going to find a really nice bag of mini carrots, and there's not going to be an ugly carrot in the bag. That's the only luck you're gonna have.
Can I ask you the real question though?
Yeah.
Was he cute?
Ooh.
The windows were tinted.
Carrot man, secretive.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jack.
One of the biggest cities in North America, and you still have those small town moments. Yesterday, producer Michaela was coming home from dinner, and she saw a large truck full of carrots.
Big old carrot truck driving down the road.
You can't miss it. And then this morning on her way to work, of all cars that she could see, like at like 5 o'clock in the morning, it's the carrot truck driving beside her, which I think is a good omen.
Yeah.
And TJ thinks it has something to do with robots.
Yeah, the robots are coming.
Which I don't love. So we asked you 416-872-9999 or 999-999. What's that like moment that you were like, this isn't a coincidence. This is bizarre.
Three stories we wanted to bring up from the 705. I took an Uber to work 3 days in a row and I had the same guy each time. He was cute and I got his number.
There are so many Uber drivers in the city of all people.
What are the odds that happens? Like 2 days, you're like, oh, what a weird coincidence. 3 days, you're like, okay, I should call somebody.
Maybe this isn't a coincidence. Uh-oh. Maybe it means that they're true lovers.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they're lovers right now.
We'll have to look into it.
Yeah, maybe they're kissing.
Maybe we should stop making up narratives for this poor woman who was nice enough to text us.
I like our narrative. Another one from the 416. I moved here a couple of years ago from Vancouver after a bad breakup. One day, I was walking through Yorkdale Mall and I ran into my ex-boyfriend. Mm. It had been 4 years since I saw him.
Like, what would you do?
You probably go back to Vancouver because that seems to be the most logical closure point at that point.
G2G, that would be awful.
Last one here from the 416. Does running into your former college professor on Tinder count?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. I think the real question is left or right swipe.
I wonder if they're together too. I wonder if they're kissing.
He's actually the Uber driver.
Oh, smooth.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It is New Music Friday times 8,000. We usually have a lot of artists put out new music on Fridays, but like, I don't think, and TJ, you've worked in, you know, pop music for about as many
years as I have. 45 years now, give or take.
And,
This is one of the busiest Fridays.
Yeah, this is the busiest Friday I think I've ever seen. We have more than three artists, like our major artists that have put out new music. Billie Eilish, she has a new album coming out at the end of the month, and she put out another single, which you kind of find weird, hey?
Okay, so normally when an artist releases more than one or two singles before the album actually comes out, it's not really the best sign.
Yeah.
You could look to, I believe it was Prism, was the Katy Perry album where she put out, what was the one, something to the rhythm. Anyway. She put out one song, it did okay, and then she put out like three or four more songs, and then the album came out, and then the album wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
And then Katie took a bit of a break.
Yeah.
This would be the third single that Billie's released before the album. The first two that came out were okay. They were slow songs.
Yeah.
She's wonderfully talented, but we wanted something a little
bit more
upbeat.
You don't like slow Billie, you can be straight up. You don't like slow Billie. But here's the new Billie song that you actually think is a little bit better than her first two singles, so take a listen. Like, it's a little chunkier, a little grittier.
Sounds like something from a movie soundtrack.
Yeah. I like that. So it's called NDA. Billie put out a brand new video that she directed just last night, and this new song and new album coming out on Friday, July 30th. So that's the new Billie Eilish.
See, that's got something going on.
Right?
It thumps a little bit. You don't feel as bad when you listen to it.
And
you know, that's ideal.
And text us what you're thinking of these songs as we go here. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Also, Nicki Minaj, Out of the Blue, came out with a brand new song last night, too. So you may know this song. It's huge on TikTok right now.
I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega.
Yeah, I love
and
this song.
And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safe.
So Nicki Minaj came out in the middle of the night and did a remix, and it sounds like this.
I put on my jewelry just to go out by the pool. Ooh.
Right?
And I carry with me, kiss somebody at the pool.
She was teasing something on Instagram Live for last night.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to join one of those MLM pyramid schemes.
No.
And it turns out it was the announcement of this song. So.
Well, a lot of people thought it was going to be a new album, but unfortunately it was not that. We also had brand new Post Malone, brand new video as well as song came out last night. It's called Motley Crue. Here it is. Take a little listen to this. No more band speaking up. I like that.
This one's really good. This is my favorite of all of them, I think.
And it's been a while since we had new Post Malone, has it not?
Yeah, he just kind of does this thing, eh?
Yeah.
So the video's really funny, as you said, Jax. It's like NASCAR themed. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue is in it. I'm sure that's going to be all of our Spotify playlist this weekend.
He's just smoking cigarettes and drinking beer in the video. He doesn't care. I love Post Malone, and hopefully a new album coming from him as well. We also had brand new Justin Bieber and the kid Leroy.
The French version of that. Yes.
They put out a new song called Stay. And TJ, you made such a good point this morning because you said, I don't think Justin's going to sing about Haley.
Well, yesterday when we heard the teaser, we got really excited for it because it sounded really good. But then when you listen to it again, you realize, oh, it's only the kid Leroy that's singing.
Yeah.
And then you think, okay, well, it doesn't sound like they're singing about love in the song. So maybe it's not going to be a song about Haley Bieber, which a lot of Justin's songs tend to be about.
Every single one of Justin Bieber's latest songs over the past year is about how much he loves Haley Bieber and God. Like, let's be straight up.
Yeah.
The verse, I guess the whole song came out from Justin Bieber last night. It's a really, really good song, but the first couple of lyrics are this. You're the reason
I believe in love. There it is. It's been difficult for me to trust. And I'm afraid that I'm afraid of love. Ain't a way that I can leave you stranded. Cause you ain't never. Still good though.
It's so catchy. It's
very catchy.
And I mean, he did always kind of sing about love, and we just didn't know it was about Hailey Bieber, I guess. But,
oh, no, it's always been about Hailey.
It's
never not been about Hailey.
Hailey's the only one for him, and don't you forget it! We're going to have all these brand new songs and how you can hear them on our Instagram, Virgin Radio Toronto. Happy listening. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever do something once and then consider yourself an expert in that very subject? I went through this a couple months ago. I moved into my new apartment and I put in a new laminate floor, and now I think I'm the floor czar.
Don't ya?
I talk about it constantly, but that's the one thing I can do. Jax, yesterday, installed a bidet into her toilet.
Yeah.
Went to Home Depot three separate times in order to do so, and came in this morning talking about how she is, quote, a handy les.
Yeah, that's right.
And knows everything there is to know about home improvement.
That's damn right.
And now wants to start a new segment called Ask a Handy Les.
Yeah.
Made this theme song for it.
Oh, we're going to play it?
Play it.
You're okay with it now, huh?
Play it.
Thank you very much.
Ask the Handy Les.
So she wants to know what problems you have around your home, and you can text them into 999999. And then the Handy Les will help you figure out what you have to do.
Let me just say, I'm doing this segment because, yes, I did install a bidet. Yes, I am a handy lesbian now, perpetuating the stereotype and all. It did take me a couple of days to do this, but I am now a handy home improvement professional. And I just, TJ, I just want to be here to help people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And unlike you, I want to share my wisdom and share my advice. And I feel like it's important in the pandemic to share your knowledge.
Sure. All right. Okay, so if I give you a couple scenarios, you as the handy les will tell us what we have
to do. Right.
Okay, and if you actually have any problems around the house and you're kind of stuck on them, you don't know what to do, text them in right now to 999999.
And I know it all now after
she's
installing the bidet.
All right, if I wanted to install a bird feeder in a tree in my yard, how would I do that? Let's start easy.
A screwdriver, big screwdriver.
Big.
Electric. Electric screwdriver, you're going to need a super thick screwdriver, like a screw, because it's the tree.
Yeah.
And you're going to need a L bracket.
What's the L bracket for?
To keep the bird feeder up.
All right. Okay. Okay, another one.
Yeah, try it out. Okay.
I want to install more kitchen cabinets. But in order to do so, I have to take out a wall in my home.
Okay.
What do I do? Oh, great, handy Les.
You're going to need a mallet. You're going to need a big mallet, and you're going to need to tell your neighbors what's happening, because it's going to be messy.
So a big part of being the handy Les is being polite.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And the handy Les is also an East Coaster, so it all comes together. So yeah, just get a mallet and use your arms, use your shoulders.
A lot of shoulder strength.
All right. To get
rid of
that
wall. I wasn't convinced at the beginning, but now I am convinced that you know all.
So I know what I'm talking about.
Text your home problems in the 999999. We don't need the emotional ones. You're on your own for those. But if there's anything around the house home improvement-wise that you need a hand with or need some advice, ask the Handy Les.
That's right. Just ask the Handy Les.
Ask the Handy Les.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome back to...
Oh, here we go. Hang on a second here.
Ask the Handy Les.
Ask the Handy Les.
New segment. A little rusty here. Here we go.
If you missed it, Jax came in this morning bragging about how she went to Home Depot three times and installed a bidet. And now she thinks she's, quote, a handy Les and
I
can solve all problems around the house. So we're answering your problems at 999999 to text. Jax, here's a couple scenarios that people need your help as the Handy Les to fix around their home, okay? This from the 647. My front door only opens from the inside. What do I do?
Take off the hinges and get new ones.
Then what?
And then it's fixed.
That's just it?
Drill them in and take some WD-40 to it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Kayla texted them in. So there you go, Kayla. Your door's fixed now. Another one from the 416. This one's a little bit trickier, Jax.
Okay.
It's from Brian.
All right, Brian.
One of my tiles in the bathroom is loose. What should we do?
What you need to do is you need to get a little bit of scotch tape and then put it down. No, hang on. Put it down. You put it down underneath the side of it, the left side. Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Wouldn't that make it loose?
Shh.
All right. Well, there you go, Brian. Problem solved.
And you're good to go.
Okay. Another one in the bathroom.
Okay.
Good morning, Jax. Love the segment. How do I fix my tub? It's cracked where the circle part is under the tap. That from Jatavia.
The circle part. Ah, the circle part.
Yeah, you know the circle part.
The circle part's always tricky. So what you need what you need to do is first clean it all off with some paper towel.
Uh-huh.
And then the glue, you'd think, would be your first thing
Obviously,
you go to. Yeah. But don't use glue. Use a hammer. And then what you need to do is hammer just a little bit, like chisel a little bit of the outside of the circle away, and then replace that with just a ring of caulking. And that'll keep it in place. I don't know what the circle part
is. We've been on the air here for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
In that time, we've given some pretty bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some pretty weird segments.
No.
And I have to say that Ask a Handy Les is up there for me in terms of both weird segments and poor advice.
As all lesbians are handy, so we need to perpetuate that stereotype. So is there any more? Any more advice needed here?
Last one. How do I patch a hole in my wall? You just moved. You should know how to do that.
I do know how to. So get some netting, but don't give in. So here's my DIY fix on that. Don't give in to the big box stores. Go to the dollar store. Go to the dollar store. Go to the dollar store and go to the netting for your garden.
Yeah.
And get the little netting there.
Cool.
And then especially for the holes, like the little nail holes, go get the netting that you think will be for your garden.
Yeah, no,
and
the netting that is for your garden.
Yeah.
Not that you
And then
think.
Put it on your wall and then put on the pink slab.
Oh my like god, all, you're just yeah. ruining
Seriously.
The value of all
Seriously.
These holes.
Yeah.
Ask the Handy Les.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
An Ontario company is giving employees $20,000 to help them buy a home. Collingwood-based engineering firm CF Crozier and Associates just launched what it calls a first-time homebuyer's assistance program. They said it's to help address the evolving needs of employees and help remove the barriers to home ownership.
Okay.
They have over 200 employees, so that's what, around $4 million?
Oh, I don't come to me for math, my love.
No idea. This is what I read online, and I'm choosing to believe that's the truth, so that's pretty cool. Hey, just a heads up. The Garner's going to be shut down this weekend starting tonight at 11 o'clock and running through to Monday at 5 a.m. It's that regular maintenance that they do every year. It's going to be a little bit trickier getting into and out of the downtown core this weekend, but hey, it's for the greater good, so that's not too bad. Would you eat a Snickles? It's this horrifying new TikTok recipe that involves cutting a pickle in half, hollowing it out, and shoving a Snickers bar inside of it.
Yes.
Apparently, the sweet and saltiness of it is delicious. I have no time for it.
No,
it
you're
looks
not
like
about
an abomination.
It looks delicious. I would try for sure.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Listen, today is the day of brand new music, including the fact that Justin Bieber just put out a brand new song with the Kid Laroi. It's the iHeartRadio world premiere. It's their new track together, Bieber and the Kid Laroi. It's called Stay. And tell us what you think about it, 999-999. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Taylor Swift and Kanye. Kim Cattrall, Sarah Jessica Parker. There are many famous feuds.
Jax and TJ.
Oh, no, we're lovers,
that's
not
true.
Enemies. Yeah. There's a lot of famous enemies out there. But this is a new one. Netflix and the TTC.
I didn't have that on my 2021 card.
So Netflix and the TTC are feuding right now. It's actually kind of hilarious. So what happened is Netflix just opened up some offices here in Toronto. You know, congratulations to them. They're here. However, they're kind of like, you know, trying to fit in, trying to be part of the city.
Yeah.
You know,
they're the new kid in school and they're trying to show that they
exactly.
Fit
and they want to know all the nuances and all the inside jokes. So they tweeted the other day, you could literally watch every movie on Netflix ever, and Eglinton Construction still wouldn't be done.
I mean,
yeah, like,
the
it's
lie?
Funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. And there's a lot of memes similar to that. Like, what can you get done before?
It's kind of, if you don't live in the downtown core, it's kind of an inside joke that Eglinton Crosstown Construction has been going on for 1,000 years, and it will go on for another 1,000 years.
So the tweet was soon deleted.
Why?
Well, I think some people, it rubs the wrong way.
Really?
Including somebody who works for Metrolinx. Because,
there it is.
Here we go. So a spokesperson for Metrolinx, the provincial transit agency, tweeted, it's taken a long time and has required a lot of patience. Too bad building the largest transit project in Canada couldn't be built as fast as my Netflix bill goes up. That's what the manager of the LRT tweeted.
That's
back
a weak
at Netflix.
Clapback. I don't like that.
I like it, though.
It's
like
so
that.
Wordy.
It is very wordy. Yeah. Too bad building the largest transit project in Canada could not be built as fast as my Netflix bill goes up.
Yeah. Like, ooh, good one.
Yeah.
You really got them.
You got them. But I love the fact that, you know, of all the historic and crazy things that have happened over the 18 months that we've just been through, this is what may stick out, is that Netflix Canada just moved their offices here, and now they're fighting.
They're fighting with Metrolinx and deleting tweets because of it.
I don't know. I like it. You think they'll make up?
Maybe.
I think that Netflix kind of won that one.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You want somebody to like you, or you want to know if somebody... Or if you like somebody, if you want somebody to know that they like you, I should say. What is the easiest way? TJ, what is like the big hint when you know somebody has a little something for you?
Are we talking as in like they like me or they tolerate me?
Like, no, like line.
Like they had a crush?
Yeah.
They laugh at my really, really unfunny jokes, which I guess an argument could be made.
You are funny. No, you are
funny. No, but there are some that are pity laughs, but if they do a full-hearted pity laugh, that's when I think there might be something there. That's how I knew that. My girlfriend Val had time for me. It was because she was laughing at a lot of stuff I said. And yeah. I was like, oh, she better be careful. She's going to fall in love with me.
And now, I was over visiting you guys last week. And she is more like
got no time for my bits anymore.
It's more of a,
no.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's, if shame had a laugh, it would be that.
No. Well, there's actually a scientific way to figure out if somebody does like you or if you want to give out the vibes that you do like somebody. So what you can do is you can ask a favor. So you reach across the table and you ask for something like ketchup or maybe salt.
What about a hand to hold?
I mean, that's probably a little bit
creepy.
A little bit straight up. Yeah. So this is the way that you can actually get somebody to figure out if they like you or not. You can also remember to say their name over and over. So,
well, Jax, it's funny that you bring that up, Jax.
We have trouble with remembering names, though. Hey.
Oh, we're horrible with remembering names. Adam Wilde might be the absolute worst.
Oh, he's terrible. We'll have somebody on the phone, and then
he'll say, hey, producer Michaela, who's on the phone? And she'll say, Jenny. And he'll be like, hey, Arthur, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah. So how you doing, brother? Things.
So if you want to make sure that somebody knows that you like them, you just need to ask them for salt and remember their name. Those are pretty simple things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Say my name.
Jax, can I borrow some salt?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jax.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You want to kiss Joe Exotic? Do you want to... Did you just take your coffee?
I took a sip. You can't start...
Yes, I can.
...a conversation with the phrase, do you want to kiss Joe Exotic?
Do you want to romantically...
Because honestly, I'm not sure of the answer. I mean... Obviously, no, but then there's the part of you that loves telling a good story. You're like, maybe that'd be a fun story.
Well, it wouldn't really be a story because he wants you to start a life with him. So Joe Exotic is hoping to find love in his new contest, Bachelor King, that he's running on his official website while he's in prison.
So just to recap the last year for Joe Exotic, he tried to get Donald Trump to pardon him. Because, by the way, he's in jail. Or
for like hundreds of counts of animal cruelty.
I think it's
like
18
like
or 20, but yeah.
No, hundreds is better. I like that.
And murder for hire plot.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That casual charge.
So he's in prison. And you might be thinking he's married, but apparently that marriage is on the rocks and it's going to end. And he's trying to line something up before he gets out, I guess.
I guess it fell apart. He's starting this thing called, the Bachelor King. And men that are interested in being Joe's next romance, quote, must be 18 and fill out an application. The top three winners will receive a four-day all-inclusive paid getaway with Joe once he's released from prison, of course, and it's all going to be filmed for television.
I have question marks as to where that all-inclusive paid trip is.
Oh, hell. That's where it is. The all-inclusive is located in hell. Yeah, that's where it is.
Very hot.
But he did say, I've been through it the past 3 years, and I intend on making my new life something that I've always dreamed of. I want to spend it with somebody that can take a relationship seriously and be in love and enjoy this ride. His attorney, I guess, feels positive that he's going to be released by the end of the year. So Joe is wasting no time finding his next husband. You have until September 25th to apply. Like, he almost sounds romantic, and then you realize all the horrible things he's done.
Yeah. Look, if somebody wants to find love, that's their business, right? Yeah. But at the same time, it's kind of funny, right?
He's running a contest on his website while he's in prison.
He knows how to stay in the media, though. We'll give him that.
He does.
I am still obsessed with Joe Exotic. I would absolutely watch season 2 of Tiger King, even if it's just him on a Zoom call from prison the whole time.
Wait a second. How much money do I have to give you to apply?
I'm not going
to
apply. Please. There's not enough money in the world.
How?
Because
how,
I would win. I'm charming.
999 if TJ should apply to be Joe Exotic's lover. Virgin Radio, good morning.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.